Chapter 1. Why should you learn how to be set free from fear? Some people are born with a more fearful nature than others. People who have never been afraid may not feel the need to read a book that explains how to be set free from fear. Yet, the conditions of the world today require that everyone be equipped with the knowledge of how to overcome fear. The primary reason that most people are afraid is that they face seemingly severe adversity. You will be tempted to succumb to fear if you face a catastrophe, such as diagnosis of terminal illness, severe economic problems, a powerful hurricane, earthquake, or other catastrophe. Some people in every country experience individual problems that cause them to be afraid, regardless of the overall affluence in each country. Fear is widespread across the globe today. We will give you a scriptural explanation that will show you why we believe that fear will increase even more significantly in the foreseeable future. For now, we want to explain why some people live filled with fear, regardless of what is taking place in their nation. They experience fear in their personal lives daily. One reason why many people are afraid today is that they were brought up in an atmosphere of fear when they were children. Discord in the home can create fear in a child's life. There is no question that being a teenager today is much more difficult than when we were teenagers. Many teenagers today cope with severe problems that are caused by drugs, alcohol, violence, sexual temptation, and other challenges that are much more conducive to inducing fear than when we were teenagers. Teenage suicide is a major problem today. Teenage suicide was virtually unheard of when we were teenagers. We are writing this book to help prevent suicide. Fear is highly contagious. Fear is a major problem in the lives of many people who were consistently exposed to fearful people when they were young and impressionable children. Ideally, all children should be brought up in a Christian home where they are trained in the ways of God. See Proverbs 22, verse 6. Children who are raised this way are much less likely to be afraid. I, that is Jack, will tell you from personal experience about the significant fear that I experienced when I was a child. My father was an alcoholic when I was growing up. I experienced a great deal of fear because of the things that he said and did when I was a child. My father, speaking under the influence of alcohol, often told me emphatically that I was no good and that I would never amount to anything. More than 75 years have passed, but I still can remember how fearful I was when I was a child. I was very sensitive and withdrawn. When other children talked about good times in their lives, I often withdrew because I knew that I would be going home to be told that I was no good and that I would not amount to anything. Our senior class yearbook contained categories such as most popular and most likely to succeed. My name and picture were in this yearbook under the category of most bashful. I was perceived to be bashful because I was afraid. I want to say now that my father was set free from the influence of alcohol in later years. We enjoyed an excellent relationship during the final years of his life. Nevertheless, the seeds of fear that were sown during my childhood years had far-reaching consequences. I often experienced manifestation of my childhood fears during my college years, when I served in the United States Army, and when I went into the business world. When I became self-employed at the age of 28, I was a workaholic for many years because of fear of failure. Even though our business became quite successful in the early years, the fear of failure still drove me. Many of my words and actions were motivated by fear. I borrowed a great deal of money to build this business. We did very well for several years, but I finally faced significant problems because I owed so much money. I clearly remember the fear that pervaded my life at that time. Our debt load grew to the point where our business was no longer successful. My repayment schedule to creditors was more than my annual income. I faced bankruptcy and business failure. Bankruptcy at that time was not as common as it is today. I was paralyzed with fear. All I could think of was losing our home and the business that I worked so hard to build. I often woke up at night and paced the floor. I could not sleep because I was afraid. I read many secular books that explain how to be successful. These books help me to some degree. But I since have come to understand that the material I was reading could not provide permanent help in overcoming fear. I was about to learn that only the resurrection power of Jesus Christ can overcome fear. A man from Oklahoma led me to Jesus Christ when I was 43 years old. This man told me that every word in the Bible is inspired by God. Clearly remember him saying, "You will never get out of this mess you are in unless you saturate yourself in the Word of God." I bought a Bible the next day. I immediately began to study and meditate on Scripture. During this time, I learned and applied many scriptural principles that helped me to overcome the fear that had pervaded my life for many years. I began to teach a class on faith in God. This Bible study that began in the conference room of our office grew in less than 2 years from 8 people to more than 300 people coming every Thursday night. This Bible study group then grew into a church, Faith Christian Center, with more than 1,000 people attending each Sunday. I was not the pastor, but I continued to teach the Tuesday night Bible study for many years. I learned and applied many scriptural principles to our business. This business that seemed to be doomed to bankruptcy did not fail. Several decades later, this business still prospers under the leadership of Ed Hires, who was my partner. Ed took over sole leadership of the business when I moved to Florida. At the age of 86, I still had a few selected telephone appointments with people in New England who were associated with this business. The firm today employs over 100 people. I then began to write Christian books. I wrote my first Christian book at the age of 52. I have written or co-authored with my wife, Judy, 33 Bible-based topical books. They can be found at www.lamplight.net. The basis for all of these books is the absolute necessity to know God and to learn and obey God's instructions in the Bible, and to learn and have absolute faith in God's promises. By God's grace, we have been able to share the scriptural principles that we have learned with people from more than 62 countries. So far, we have discussed two causes of fear. Fear often is prevalent when people face adversity that they cannot overcome with their limited human abilities. We also have explained in some detail the effect that fear can have in the lives of people who became fearful when they were children. We now are ready to explain why we believe that fear will increase greatly in the lives of many people in the not-too-distant future. One example of widespread fear occurred during the severe economic depression that took place in the United States from 1929 to 1938. Jack, was a child during the years of this depression. But I can remember the fear in our home that was caused by frequent discussion about economic problems we faced. Fear became so rampant during this time of economic calamity that many people committed suicide because of the financial problems they had. In the years since then, we have experienced various economic recessions, but none of these recessions has been as severe as the Depression of 1929. The world is experiencing economic turmoil and uncertainty today. There are some signs of improvement. However, there is still a definite possibility of worldwide economic chaos. Fear will sweep throughout the world if the current economic concerns become much worse. We saw another example of widespread fear after the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York on September 11, 2001. These attacks were completely unexpected. Fear swept through the United States and other countries at that time. Church attendance skyrocketed for 3 or 4 months, but in the first quarter of 2002, church attendance reverted back to approximately where it was before the attacks. We are living in an era that is very conducive to fear becoming widespread. The news media is much more prolific now than ever before. Bad news can be disseminated very rapidly. We believe that many Christians in the foreseeable future will need to turn away from the world to learn and obey scriptural instructions on overcoming fear. Most Christian leaders believe that our generation lives in the last days before the return of Jesus Christ. The Bible explains that very difficult times will be coming upon the world in the last days. Quote, "In the last days will come, set in, perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear." Unquote. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, Amplified. We will not attempt to give a detailed teaching in this book on the last days before Jesus Christ returns. If you would like to learn scriptural information on this topic, we recommend our book, What Does God Say? This book contains 1,221 verses of scripture on 94 topics, including the last days and the second coming of Jesus Christ. See also our book, The Rapture and Second Coming of Jesus Christ. We do want to give you a few verses of scripture that will explain that fear will sweep throughout the world during the last days before Jesus Christ returns. Jesus explained this fear when he spoke of people who will be, quote, "swooning away or expiring with fear and dread and apprehension and expectation of the things that are coming on the world," unquote. Luke 21, verse 26, Amplified. Jesus said that people will faint and even die because of the fear and dread that will sweep through the world during the time before he returns for his church. God emphasizes the absolute necessity of obeying his instructions during these difficult times. Quote, "When you are in tribulation and all these things come upon you in the latter days, you will turn to the Lord your God and be obedient to his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you or destroy you." Unquote. Deuteronomy 4, verse 30 and 31, Amplified. God will not fail you if you learn and obey his specific instructions. He wants you to be completely set free from fear when Jesus returns. Quote, "Be eager to be found by him at his coming, without spot or blemish, and at peace, in serene confidence, free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflict." Unquote. 2 Peter 3, verse 14, Amplified. The words "in serene confidence" and "free from fears" in the amplification of this verse assure you that you can be set completely free from the fear that will prevail in the world. No one can predict when difficult times will come upon the world. If you study the scripture references pertaining to the last days in the rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ and What Does God Say?, you will see that many of the warning signs are already prevalent. Many unbelievers have little or no interest in what the Bible teaches about overcoming fear or anything else. Quote, "The natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned, estimated, and appreciated." Unquote. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, Amplified. The amplification of this verse explains that many unbelievers look at the teachings of the Bible as, quote, "meaningless nonsense," unquote. The amplification of this verse explains that many unbelievers look at the teachings of the Bible as meaningless nonsense. The Bible might as well be written in a foreign language as far as these people are concerned. In addition to suffering on earth, they also will suffer in hell throughout eternity if they have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior. If we are describing you, we beg you to go right now to the appendix at the end of this book to learn of God's magnificent answer. Many religious people who attend church primarily out of a sense of duty will live eternally in heaven if they truly have received Jesus Christ as their Savior. However, we believe that many Christians will face very difficult times during the years ahead if they do not pay the price of consistently learning and obeying God's specific instructions that will enable them to be set free from fear. Some Christians in North America are gospel-hardened. They listen one or more times each week to their pastor or other leaders teach or preach from the Word of God. They have no concept of what the Bible says about their individual responsibility to renew their minds by studying the Bible every day. See 1 Corinthians 4, verse 16, and Ephesians 4, verse 23. And to meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. See Joshua 1, verse 8, and Psalm 1, verse 2 and 3. Your Father does not want you to be afraid. Dr. Finnis Dake, the author of Dake's Annotated Reference Bible, devoted many years to researching the Bible. He carefully studied the number of times that the Bible instructs us not to be afraid. Dr. Dake said that God has stated 366 times in His Word that He does not want you to be afraid. God always emphasizes through repetition. Can you imagine God placing greater emphasis on anything than He did by telling you 366 times that you should not be afraid? This book is filled with hundreds of scriptural instructions and promises that will show you exactly what your Father instructs you to do to be set free from fear in your life.